Writing and research that has an impact on our community. Today on UK Perspectives, I'm Tom Goodell. The Spring Writing Gallery is now entering its second year at UK. It serves not only as a showcase for the best nonfiction writing at the university, it's also a chance for students to engage with the community and address issues that are very real to those of us who live in the Commonwealth. Our guests today are Jennifer Rice, Director of Composition for Writing, Rhetoric, and Digital Studies at UK, and her PhD student, Craig Crowder. Welcome to UK Perspectives.
Good morning,
Thank
Tom.
You. Good morning.
How do you go about teaching writing these days? You mentioned to me in an email, Jenny, that it's not just about grammar and spelling anymore.
Right. A lot of times when I tell people that I'm a professor of writing, I often get these nervous looks because people have sometimes bad memories of their freshman writing courses in college. They remember writing sort of boring essays and getting back, you know, papers with red marks all over them about grammar. And part of what I really love about teaching writing here at UK is that we're taking a very, very different perspective than probably what some people remember. We like to say that we teach writing for publics, in publics, and with publics. So students are getting out of the classroom and doing research in the community. So they'll do a lot of interviewing. They will do a lot of field work with particular community groups and in places. And we really want to encourage this. And so the writing that ends up happening might look a little bit different than what some people remember. We do write, of course, you know, traditional essays, but we also are producing things like documentaries, multimedia websites, podcasts, and things that have an impact in the community and speak to real communities and gets a response. And the reason why we do that is because that's what real writing needs to do, is to respond to actual audiences rather than, you know, sort of an artificial situation of writing.
Well, what inspired you to create this Spring Writing Gallery? Why did you decide to spotlight writing on campus, undergraduate writing in this way? Craig?
The Spring Writing Gallery actually grew out of what we used to do as a writing symposium here at UK. We've long celebrated undergraduate student writing in a public setting, but the undergraduate symposium was a one-off event where authors of work and their instructors, sometimes their family, would get together in a large room and the authors would read their work. And it was great. We got to hear an author read her work, and that's always edifying. But it was a one-off event. So what we wanted was something that had a little more shelf life, something that instructors could bring their students to over an extended period of time. So we wanted to make the writing gallery and base it on an art installation, something that would run over a course of a few weeks and would stand not just for instructors and their students to come and see, but other members of the UK community. It's been running for a month in the William T. Young Library, and it's gotten a really good response. Both years we've had it.
Jenny, you mentioned students engaging with the community in writing these essays. So what are some of the topics that students are addressing in these works?
In this year's gallery, you know, there's just a selection, a small selection of the students that we get, we're able to display. Some of my favorites this year have been very much about local issues. So one of my favorite documentaries is about some of the urban parks in Kentucky, so specifically in Louisville. And there's a student group who's very interested in the new parklands of Floyd's Fork, which is in Louisville, which is actually run by a Louisville nonprofit. So it's a little bit of a different model of public parks. And this particular documentary was created by a student group just in a first-year writing course, and they visited this area, and what came out of that was some mixed feelings, as it turns out, about urban parks and landscapes. I found that very interesting, especially because I'm not from Louisville area, so I learned a lot. We also had a lot of students who did some multimedia ethnographies, autoethnographies, of their families. And in particular, I was very touched by a beautiful story about a family. This is the student's own family who emigrated from Cuba to Louisville. And the author just does such a wonderful job of describing her own family's migration and adjustments to these different cultures. But it also touches on issues of migration to Louisville and to the Kentucky area from places like Cuba, where there's, you know, there's not necessarily a large Cuban community there, but she describes the Cuban community that she found a home in. So it was really interesting. We get just a lot of a wide range from the personal to the very public, but we always encourage students to go out and first listen. What is happening in Kentucky? What's happening in your communities? What are people talking about? What are they concerned about? And sometimes that takes time for them to just stop and listen. That's the first step of writing that we teach. Listen.
I've seen some of this work, and some of it is in the kind of traditional form that we're used to, the written essay, the 10-page essay that we all had to do in college. But you used the word documentary a moment ago, so I assume we're talking about something more than just blank sheets of paper covered with letters.
Right, that's right. We do what we call multimodal writing, and that's kind of a jargonish word. But what it really means is that here in the 21st century, we write with text, traditional text, images, audio. Much of our writing, even for the workplace, happens online. It's digital. Even in our own name, we just became a department in our own name. We are writing, rhetoric, and digital studies. And in some ways, you can't separate out these things. So even a traditional essay, we try to ask students to talk about using these different modes. So how can words and images enhance one another, not just as decoration, but in order to really transform the meaning?
And that's absolutely right. And I would add to that that one of the department's views is that if we turn students out into the world with a bachelor's degree and all they can do is write that traditional 10-page essay, we're actually doing them a disservice, because the way that we view literacy and fluency in the workplace, in the public, has changed quite a bit over the past 20 years.
Jenny, you had spoken to me prior to this interview about the award aspect of this, and I'd like you to elaborate on that, because I think you had a very good point to make, that there is an award component here with the Spring Writing Gallery, but tell us what you said about the real rewards of this kind of writing.
We do have an award. Every year we have a really great banquet and give out writing awards for students who have really excelled in their first year courses. And we love doing that because it's a chance for students to get recognized for their excellent work. And of course, students get recognized through grades as well. But we wanted to make sure that we validate all student writing to tell them this is important. Partly it's important because you went out to the community and did this work. And it stepped into the middle of important conversations, and it tried to address particular issues in the community. And we want to validate that and say, this is, maybe it's not perfect, maybe it's not, first place, but it's important. And we want to make sure that we share that with others, both across the campus community and even outside of UK, to say, this is what our students are doing, and they really are concerned about what's happening outside. So, and this, for us, this also fulfills the land grant mission that UK has of connecting what happens here at UK with the wider Kentucky community, the Commonwealth. And so this, by having a gallery, it doesn't have to be the best of the best. It just has to be work that students have really put their energy and hearts into. So it's more of a celebration for us of that.
And is the gallery online where our listeners can take a look at it?
Yes. The gallery that was running in Young Library has run its course. It was there for the month of March. The website is still up, and that will be running all the way until next year when we launch the Spring Gallery in 2015.
Great. Well, we'll put that link on our website.
Wonderful.
Along with this complete interview, which we'll post there, wuky.org. Our guests have been Jennifer Rice and Craig Crowder of UK's English Department. And as mentioned, our complete interview is at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.